We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Specifically to Georgia, which is going to go tomorrow, that is going to be really interesting. Certainly, Kirby's going to be asked the standard question about whether or not this is the year. He's going to be asked about, you know, some of his players. And most notably, I think he's going to be asked about J.J. Holm and what happened there when it comes to his wide receiver, his very young and inexperienced wide receiver core. And it'll be interesting to see what he has to say in terms of that. He'll probably dodge, knowing Kirby, best that he can. But I guess what we're going to try and glean is you've got a great offensive line, maybe the best in the nation. You have a tremendous quarterback, and you have four really good running backs. The only question with Georgia and its offense seems to be, can that young and inexperienced receiver core grow in a big hurry?
No, I agree with you 100%, John, that's the only piece that's missing for Georgia on offense. And they need Lawrence Cager, who's a wide receiver transfer from Miami. He's on the NFL radar. I think he's on the watch list for the Senior Bowl already. He is a guy that they need to come in and contribute right away. Demetrius Robertson, who we didn't see much from last year, or Robinson, rather, a guy that we didn't see too much from last year, he's another guy that needs to come in. He's the Cal transfer that I don't think he was ready for what it takes to play wide receiver at Georgia last year, both from a physical standpoint as well as a mental standpoint. Hopefully he's got that fixed. As you guys know, when you're in that pro-style offense, sometimes it can be really difficult to get freshman receivers on the field right away. I think Pickens and Blaylock are I think those guys will be fantastic at Georgia eventually. But it may take them a little while because you're going to ask those guys now to make reads at the offensive line in terms of the route that they run that they've never had to make before. That's going to be the big key for those two guys getting on the field. I think they can be fantastic eventually, but it may take them a little while. I will be shocked, guys, if we don't look at the stats 3-4 weeks into the season and see DeAndre Swift leading Georgia in receptions. I think you're going to see, especially early, the ball going to a lot of backs coming out of the backfield until Cager, Robinson, and maybe one or two of those freshmen, as well as a transfer at tight end and Stocker, when those guys can kind of find their way, then I think maybe you see that offense begin to take off a little bit. But I would expect a lot of balls going to the running backs coming out of the backfield, at least in the first week or two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.